Proclamation number 9027 of 7th of August, 1965. Devaluation of the divine word, temporal. All of you are addressed by me, you who desire that your Father in heaven speaks to you. And truly no word is spoken to you in vain, because again and again you will be able to draw power from it, and your knowledge will always be extended through it. And what is once sent to earth by me, that also keeps its value, because they are always divine words, words of love and of favor, and no man should seek to devalue these, because it is all illumination of my love power, which therefore never loses its value. It is not so that my words can be devalued when you receive them differently in time, because my word always and forever keeps its validity and can only be offered according to the state of maturity of the receiver, and this I alone can measure. If you therefore believe to now be considered differently, then this can only concern one thing, that it more and more approaches the end and my admonitions and warnings become more and more urgent. But the development of the soul always and forever remains the same, and everything what I once have spoken, does not lose its validity. For my word eternally does not devalue itself, and where people accept it they are not in a position to understand it as I want it understood. Because it is always my word, which is offered to you through the mouth of man, and it is not up to you to pass judgment on it, because I truly know it what is best for you all and for which state of maturity it is given to you. And I will always direct it though where men just need this word to develop upwards. And would you all be able to hear my voice directly, then I could also address everyone and answer his questions. But as this is not possible, I hold all my speeches so that they are of service to everyone and help him to further development. Because I know all hearts and know what they need, even if you men do not know it. 7th of the 8th, 1965, I truly know it what serves you to perfection. That is why you are not to believe that I send my word to earth indiscriminately. But I always address every individual man, as his spiritual state demands it and as he is receptive for it. Also the souls in the hereafter are often addressed. Answers are given to them to questions, which move them and which I alone can answer for them in the way as they understand it, therefore always according to their state of maturity. But you must never believe that a word from me reaches earth without purpose and aim, because everything is known to me, every state of the one addressed, and no word loses its value either, because men are always found, who must be addressed so and not differently, and because you are only to be spreaders of this. But never be allowed to presume to evaluate my word. And when I in the knowledge of the spiritual state of need direct my word seemingly indiscriminately to earth, then also then accept it as suitable for this spiritual need, because nothing is given in vain, nothing is without meaning and purpose. Everything only serves the ascent development and is adapted to the state of maturity of him who receives it, and therefore I also direct the thoughts of him right, who receives my word directly from me and takes care for the spreading. Amen.